It seemed so obvious to her now. And, unfortunately, the results of the attack left her feeling even more pent up and anxious than she had before. She tossed a coin and landed. Even a drop of several hundred feet didn't bother her anymore. It was odd to think about. She remembered timidly standing atop the Lutherdale city wall, afraid to use her allomancy to jump off despite Kelsier's coaxing. Now she could step off a cliff and muse thoughtfully to herself on the way down. She walked across the powdery ground. The ash came up to the top of her calves, and would have been difficult to walk in without Pewter to give her strength. The ash falls were growing increasingly dense. Human approached her almost immediately. She couldn't tell if the Koloss was simply reacting to their bond or if he was actually aware and interested enough to pick her out. He had a new wound on his arm, a result of the fighting. He fell into step beside her as she moved up to the other Koloss, his massive form obviously having no trouble with the deep ash. As usual, there was very little emotion to the Koloss camp. Just a short time before, they had been screaming in bloodlust, attacking each other as stones crashed down from above. Now they simply sat in the ash, gathered in small groups, ignoring their wounds. They would have had fires going if there had been wood available. Some few dug, finding handfuls of dirt to chew on. "Don't your people care, human?" Vin asked. The massive Koloss looked down at her, ripped face bleeding slightly.
"Care?"
"That so many of you died," Vin said. She could see corpses lying about, forgotten in the ash, save for the ritual flaying that was the Koloss form of burial. Several Koloss still worked, moving between bodies, ripping off the skin.
"We take care of them," human said.
"Yes," Vin said. "You pull their skin off. Why do you do that, anyway?"
"They are dead,"
human said, as if that were enough of an explanation. To the side, a large group of Koloss stood up, commanded by Ellen's silent orders. They separated themselves from the main camp, trudging out into the ash. A moment later, they began to look around, no longer moving as one. Vin reacted quickly. She turned off her metals, burned duralumin, then flared zinc in a massive pull, riding the Koloss emotions. As expected, they snapped under her control, just as human was. Controlling this many was more difficult, but still well within her abilities. Vin ordered them to be calm and to not kill, then let them return to the camp. From now on, they would remain in the back of her mind, no longer requiring allomancy to manipulate. They were easy to ignore unless their passions grew strong. Human watched them.
"We are fewer," he finally said.
Vin started. "Yes," she said. "You can tell that?"
"I..."
Human trailed off, beady little eyes watching his camp.
"We fought. We died. We need more. We have too many swords."
He pointed in the distance to a large pile of metal, wedge-shaped Koloss swords that no longer had owners. "You can control a Koloss population through the swords," Ellen had once told her. "They fight to get bigger swords as they grow. Extra swords go to the younger, smaller Koloss. But nobody knows where those come from." "You need Koloss to use those swords, human," Vin said. Human nodded. "Well," she said, "you'll need to have more children then."
"Children?"
"More," Vin said. "More Koloss."
"You need to give us more," human said, looking at her.
"Me?"
"You fought,"
he said, pointing at her shirt. There was blood there, not her own. "Yes, I did," Vin said.
"Give us more."
"I don't understand," Vin said. "Please, just show me."
"I can't,"
human said, shaking his head as he spoke in his slow tone.
It's not right.
Wait, Vin said. Not right? It was the first real statement of values she'd gotten from a Kolos. Human looked at her, and she could see consternation on his face. So Vin gave him an allomantic nudge. She didn't know exactly what to ask him to do, and that made her control of him weaker. Yet she pushed him to do as he was thinking, trusting, for some reason, that his mind was fighting with his instincts. He screamed. Vin backed away, shocked. But Human didn't attack her. He ran into the Kolos camp, a massive blue monster on two legs, kicking up ash. Others backed away from him, not out of fear, for they wore their characteristic impassive faces. They simply appeared to have enough sense to stay out of the way of an enraged Kolos of Human size. Vin followed carefully as Human approached one of the dead bodies of a Kolos, who still wore his skin. Human didn't rip the skin off, however. He flung the corpse over his shoulder and took off running toward Ellen's camp. Uh-oh, Vin thought, dropping a coin and taking to the air. She bounded after Human, careful not to outpace him. She considered ordering him back, but did not. He was acting unusually, true, but that was a good thing. Kolos generally didn't do anything unusual. They were predictable to a fault. She landed at the camp's guard post and waved the soldiers back. Human continued on, barreling into the camp, startling soldiers. Vin stayed with him, keeping the soldiers away. Human paused in the middle of camp, a bit of his passion wearing off. Vin nudged him again. After looking about, Human took off toward the broken section of camp, where Yeoman's soldiers had attacked. Vin followed, growing more and more curious. Human hadn't taken out his sword. Indeed, he didn't seem angry at all, just intense. He arrived at a section where tents had fallen and men had died. The battle was still only a few hours old, and soldiers moved about cleaning up. Triage tents had been set up just beside the battlefield. Human headed for those. Vin rushed ahead, cutting him off just as he reached the tent with the wounded.
Human, she said warily, what are you doing?
He ignored her, slamming the dead Kolos down on the ground. Now, finally, Human ripped the skin off the corpse. It came off easily. This was one of the smaller Kolos whose skin hung in folds, far too large for its body. Human pulled the skin free, causing several of the watching guards